back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
.10:34 here in Greater Lansing. I'm Tom Crawford of the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. Dave Benton producing our show and co-anchoring with me as Jack Ebling is en route to Evanston, Illinois. If he's not there already, I assume he is there by now because it's 90 minutes to kickoff at Ryan Field. Are you with us, Jack?
Yeah, we're just parking here. We just crossed Crawford Avenue, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm all over the place.
Crawford, you know, they named that street after you after that 54-51 Northwestern win when you were here and they saw you crying for 20 minutes. And
I was that game, I'll never forget that game. You know, it was 28-10 at one time. Michigan was rolling. David Terrell caught a touchdown pass over in that south end zone. I thought, we're cruising, baby. Came back and never, you know, my son was, Cody was 19, he was 6 years old or 7 years old. And took
been
him down.
Scarred by that game ever since.
Yeah, he's been scarred by. We had that long walk back. We had to walk downtown literally to get a parking spot, and we missed the shuttle. And but it was therapeutic for us to walk. But that was a beautiful day, unlike today where it might be a little rainy there, Jack. But you know, we have for our fans out there, you can Twitter us at Jack and Tom 1320. Also Facebook us, the Jack and Tom Show on Facebook, and we post some questions. And we post some questions. Jack, as you know, this week, what's the biggest challenge Michigan State faces in this out-of-state game? You know, going finally leaving the state of Michigan, you can tell everybody's drinking the green and white Kool-Aid because everybody thinks there's nothing to worry about. In fact, bouncing back to a couple of positive responses, Jack, to our Facebook responses, Ryan Madden responds that Northwestern is a team you really have to ask the question: who have they played? And when you look at Northwestern, Jack, they don't have that quality win right. to strike fear in you.
Central
Michigan. Yeah.
There you go.
Is that it? And that was a close game. And yeah. Central obviously lost to Miami of Ohio at
is
home.
Awful.
They've lost to, and I'm not, and I still think Dan Enos is a guy, and he's going to turn. You know, they're going.
Oh, so do I. They just had a lot of turnover,
and they lost to Ball State at home. So maybe that's a valid point from Ryan Madden. Also, another person who Facebooked us, Nick Shaver, writes, he's pretty confident Michigan State's going to win at Northwestern. He thinks this team is locked down and focused like no other Spartan team has been before, writes Nick Shaver. And I think that has a tribute to Mark D'Antonio.
Yeah, and a lot of people now are starting to talk about Mark D'Antonio as National College Coach of the Year, Tom.
Really? Give half of that to Don Treadwell, then. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the coordinator certainly would have a role. Don Treadwell would, and he may get his payoff in terms of a job offer.
Oh, he's going to get his payoff. There's no doubt in mind. He's going to get head coaching
offer. I'm thinking that, you know, in terms of D'Antonio, what the season has been, all the extra coverage he got, I would be surprised if Michigan State goes 11-1, say, in a regular season, if he doesn't get some national awards.
Yeah, that's if. And we had Michael Rosenberg on here, Jack, earlier in the show. And he and I was nice. He and I got along. It was a very respectable dialogue,
yeah.
Don't you think, David?
It was pretty calm.
Yeah, it was pretty calm.
There was some joking back and forth.
Yeah,
there
was a lot
chuckles.
Of it.
We all
I
got
said,
along.
I'm not going to get in Rosie's face, you know. I mean, he calls it the way he sees it. Sometimes I have some differing of opinion now on how he tackles some of his investigative reporting, but that's for another day. But he thinks that Michigan State, Jack, could be vulnerable to a stumble or two. In fact, he thought that they will not go out unscathed these next two road games.
Yeah, I don't either. I think that they're going to lose at Iowa. I would be surprised but not stunned if they lost today. But I've said all along that I thought Iowa was the best team in the Big Ten, and I'm not going to change my mind until they lose a home game.
Well, I think they might lose a home game today because when we get to the picks in our last segment,
ooh.
I'm giving a little preview here. I'm taking whiskey.
Hey, Dave, do you have that clip about Tom ranting on Wisconsin about how overrated they always are?
Actually, we played it earlier in the day.
He must,
unbelievable.
No, you must be listening to us on the streaming because I know you're out of our range because that's what he did play that clip about. You know, fast white guy or slow white guys that I always dissing on Wisconsin, but they impressed me last week against Ohio, last Saturday night, and I was in a bad grumpy mood when I got home. But there
now,
is something nice to see.
Did Ohio State disappoint you?
Well, a little bit of both, but, you know, as much as I don't want anything good, I don't want anything to happen to help Sparty's case, it was nice to see Ohio State go off that field sad.
Well, and honestly, I think to a certain extent with the running game right off the bat in that game, I think they just completely took Ohio State out of the game.
They took the opening kickoff.
Well, but,
really
I'm just saying their running game in general, just I don't think Ohio State's defense has been involved in a game where they just could not stop the other team. It was just 5 yards, 6 yards every single time, and their D-line was just getting killed in that first
and
second
quarter.
What do you
think of Ohio State, Jack, when you watched them last Saturday night? Are they just not as good as we thought they were?
I never thought they were that good. I think if you smash Ohio State in the face, there aren't that many teams that can do it, you can beat them. Wisconsin did it. Wisconsin said, I'm going to take your best punch, and here's mine. KO. It was 21-0, game over.
Now, my question today is, okay, Iowa going against Wisconsin. I know you're real bullish, and it probably irks you to no end when I diss on Iowa's sacred defense. That front seven is so tough. And yet Michigan served up 522 and counting on that, you know.
Well, the front seven was pretty tough, but they picked on one of the Hyde brothers and made a big difference. And when Tate Forcier came into the game, I don't know how many yards he finished with, but in very short order, he let him on three long drives, and Michigan had something figured out. If that game had gone another quarter,
right?
I'm not sure Michigan wouldn't have won.
Right. Yeah, I think they would have, but that's, you know, it's, and that game took forever. I mean, that game was just could not get over. I was
prolonging the agony there.
I mean, it was just so frustrating because you knew their defense wouldn't step up, and that's what made it long. You know, you just like, when is this nightmare going to stop where Michigan can't stop anybody? But now let's get into this Iowa-Wisconsin game. I'd like all three of us to chime in on this one and get some input, because I think this is a really relevant game on where the rest of the Big Ten season goes. Because I think Wisconsin's offense kind of just plays in well to to Iowa's defense, and they're going to match up better to defend them doing the head knocking stuff with them as opposed to that widespread stuff they had to deal with Michigan in Ann Arbor last week. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that Iowa matches up better with Wisconsin, and I think that Wisconsin had its championship game. Wisconsin was geared for Ohio State for a year and was waiting for that day. It was a perfect setting. It was 8 o'clock. You know what it's like in Camp Randall. Everyone has been stoked.
Drunk.
For 12 hours. And Ohio State was just walking into an impossible situation. And as soon as we saw from the opening kickoff, which team was really into the game, was a simple breakdown on coverage. And, their safeties, they just went right down the field. They didn't stay in their lanes. And next thing you know, it's 7-0. And it wasn't long after that, it was 14-21. So I look for Iowa to come back. I think Iowa probably looking ahead to those games against Wisconsin and Michigan State. It's hard to get up for a team like Michigan.
And I think, you know what, I think Stanzi and Tolzien is really the X factor matchup in this.
Yeah.
I Stanzi has impressed me this year. I am not a huge Ricky Stanzi fan, but you can't deny the fact that he's not throwing picks
this year.
He's
Chris Krenzel all over
again. He's not throwing picks this year like he did last year, and Tolzien's the same kind of quarterback. So in a front seven matchup like these two teams are going to have, it's really who passes the ball better on play action and things of that nature that's really going to carry the day.
Well, who do you like better, Stanzi, Tolzien, or Cousins?
Cousins.
Oh, Cousins.
Without a doubt, Cousins.
Well, there's something about Cousins. He's so mature.
And
I don't know what it is. He's confident. He doesn't have the swag.
Cousins is the only quarterback out of the three that if the running game isn't working for the team on that day, that I feel comfortable could end up carrying the team on his
shoulders. Well, his leadership skills, I mean, that's what was he? He was captain last year, for God's sake.
Right. Yep.
And he's got another year.
Who do you like better? Denard Robinson, Terrell Pryor, or Dan Persa?
Well, the stats would say Persa.
Yeah, because Persa's their leading rusher as well.
It depends on the day with Terrell Pryor. That's the thing. He's been so hit or miss. If we're talking Terrell Pryor from last weekend against Wisconsin, he acted like the worst quarterback in the Big Ten.
The answer is easy. But the question is the adjective I put in, a healthy they're not Robinson. There's no such thing. I mean, because he takes so many hits. Yep. If you keep him healthy and he can throw, and you know, and as we talk with Mark from East Lansing and Rosie as well, that, you know, he's not healthy. He's been banged up. That shoulder injury. First of all, the knee injury was bad, and the shoulder injury.
When you get 25 carries a game as a quarterback, as small as he is, you're going to get beat up. A running back's going to get beat up when they take that many carries.
Right.
I think he's a marvelous talent, and I think that they have misused him to the point that now you're not going to see him healthy the rest of the year. He's a 10 to 15 carry a game guy, and he'll do just fine with that. But that was an opportunity early in the year for Michigan to develop some other players and to keep him fresh. Instead, that didn't happen, and now he's not what he was.
And Tom and I were talking about it earlier in the day. The difference between what was going on with Pat White at West Virginia and Denard Robinson at Michigan is West Virginia had Steve Slayton and Noel Devine. Michigan does not have a Steve Slayton yet. And that once that happens,
which will be next year,
then I think Denard Robinson becomes that much more dangerous, because he's going to get those 15 carries, plus he's going to give 15 to 20 carries to a running back who is capable of breaking it as well.
Right. That'll be good. You know, Jack, a couple of national games, and we'll talk into this after the break when we get into our picks, but the Oklahoma-Missouri game, I've never been a Missouri fan in big games because they gag them. And Oklahoma on the road doesn't seem, you know, they don't waver at all. They just deliver. I'm seeing the Sooners come up big against Mizzou today. What are your thoughts on that game?
Really?
Yeah,
we're
really
going to talk about this during the picks, right?
Yeah, we will. But I mean,
I'm not sold on Oklahoma on the road. I think they've had some escapes along the way. Yeah, they had a great game against Florida State. But other than that, I'm not sold that Oklahoma is the number one team in the country, and I think they
I'm not saying they're number one, but I'm just not bullish on
Oregon
Missouri
by 14 points.
Well, Oregon could probably, you know, I mean, Oregon could rip on anybody right now. Their offense, I swear to God, I thought I was watching, guys, a three-man weave in a basketball practice, the way they get down the field.
The stat I thought was actually most impressive about Oregon going into the UCLA game, they had given up 14 points in the second half all season long.
You know, UCLA only would meet the point of attack when their defense would make a mistake and it actually run into the guy. I mean, the holes were just gaping.
They're a very good football team, but you know, I'm not sold on Missouri. I think Missouri is your usual Gary Pinkel team. I think they're 9-3, 8-4 caliber team.
Right.
And you look at their upcoming schedule. You're talking Oklahoma, Nebraska, Texas Tech, and Kansas State. They could very well be 6-4 coming out of that.
Right. Well, we're going to talk about that game. We're going to talk about LSU-Auburn. We're going to get into our picks, Jack. I think I got to make some ground up here. Haven't been making too swift of picks, but I think I'm going to go opposite you and try to get back in the hunt here after this break, okay?
This is your chance. You can take Northwestern.
All right. Well, no, I don't think I'll do that. Stay with us at Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.